Welcome back to Gulf Coast Nutrition. We've been covering the HOPE formula, which stands for high fiber oils, probiotics, and enzymes, and the digestive health and maintenance associated with that.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brenda B., and that was Dr. V., and we're Gulf Coast Nutrition Radio. And we also have Gulf Coast Nutrition Store.
Of the same name, yes. And that is located at the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road in Palm Harbor.
And we were, like Dr. V mentioned, we were covering HOPE formula, which is high fiber, omega oils, probiotics, and enzymes, something that is absolutely essential to digestive health, and I believe to your health overall. Now, if you were listening before, you may have missed that we are giving away a HOPE kit that consists of those products and the HOPE formula book Dr. V is going to throw in there.
Yes.
So if you've missed that number, give us a call at 727-754-2900, 727-754-2900. That's the store number. One lucky listener out there is going to win this HOPE kit.
And we were covering before the break fiber and oils, but Brenda B., we still have probiotics and enzymes.
Probiotics. I mean, how much good things can you say on probiotics? The research is astounding.
Yes, many, many, many years ago, many people didn't have any clue what they were.
Oh, yeah. Well, we were bacteriophobic even.
Yes, but
you
there's
know?
Good bacteria. And
right.
That's what we're talking about now.
Right. And that's what probiotics mean for life. And we're talking about the gut flora, the good bacteria within your digestive system that is absolutely necessary for so many reasons they're finding now. I mean, the probiotics, their thinking actually communicate with all the cells within our body. And now they're seeing that they control so many factors when it comes to inflammation, when it comes to gut health, even brain health. They're seeing that the gut bacteria have a play in that. So if you have anxiety, depression, all of that, by changing the bacteria balance within your gut is really important now. So it's amazing the science that is coming out showing that connection.
But not all probiotics are created equal. They are different.
This is true.
I mean, just because you said, well, I eat yogurt, so I get some probiotic.
Right.
Tell us what's
going
on.
Well, yogurt is certainly plain yogurt is good for you. I mean, there's a lot of benefit to yogurt, but when they pasteurize yogurt, they kill the bacteria. So if you're going to eat yogurt, eat plain yogurt that has live cultures added back into it. So you want to look for that live culture seal. So you'll get some live probiotics there, but you're not going to get a lot of them. Even in the yogurt, you're going to need to eat a lot of containers of yogurt to equal a capsule of a really high potency probiotic supplement.
And some yogurt is just loaded with sugar out there, and it really almost
defeats
the purpose.
You don't want to eat the yogurt with the M&Ms on top.
No, that's not the same thing. So we suggest you take a real probiotic. And Brenda B., what should they look for in a probiotic?
Well, actually, there's four things that people need to look for. And I would suggest you get your pen out and write this down because this is very, very important. Four things you need to look for when you want to get a really good, high-quality probiotic supplement. Number one is culture count. That means how many probiotic cultures are in that capsule.
And we're not just talking a million. We've heard some people I take a million.
No, usually it's measured in billions.
Right.
You want at least into the billions. Now, you'll see some advertise on TV and they're like, 1 billion. Okay.
We've got
trillion in our digestive system. I mean, we've got so many, we've got thousands of strains and trillions of bacteria. So a billion is not much.
And I've seen some probiotics, good ones out there, range anywhere from a 15 billion up to a 200 billion, depending on your need, whether maintenance or therapeutic.
Right. So I would say at least a 15 billion culture count for maintenance. I personally take a 50 billion every day. We've got formulas that are more specific for women as well. But certainly the culture count, if you're having colitis, Crohn's, those type of digestive issues, 100, 150 billion, 200 billion is really helpful. The second thing you want to look for is the number of strains. We've got so many different strains in our digestive system. So you want to get a probiotic supplement that has a lot of strains so that it works for you. Because if you're just taking a single strain, that's not going to work for everybody.
So you want to see a large amount of the lactose and a large amount of the bifidos.
Right. So everybody has heard of Lactobacillus acidophilus. Well, there's different strains of lacto. There's also many different strains of bifido. So you want to look for something that has maybe 10 to 14 different types of strains in your probiotic. The next thing you want to look for is delivery, because there are certain things that will destroy probiotics even when they're in the supplement form. So you want to make sure that they have a delivery system so that they get down into the gut where they're needed. So that's going to be like a delayed release, enteric coating, those type of things. You don't want to take a supplement that doesn't have those, because once it breaks down in the stomach acidity can destroy a good portion of that bacteria.
And I know the Renew Life products are excellent for the
Absolutely.
Getting into the
glass
gut.
Bottles too are very important, because plastic bottles attract moisture, and moisture will also degrade that bacteria. So glass bottles, delivery system. The last thing you want to look for, number four, is actually the potency of your product at time of expiration, not at time of manufacture.
Oh, tell me what the difference is on that.
Well, you can have a 15 billion probiotic at the time of manufacture, but by the time you've used it or the time of expiration 2 years later, it's down to 1 billion.
Whereas
when you get a product that actually guarantees its potency through the expiration date, you're actually getting a higher potency probiotic than what you think you're even buying.
So if it says 50 billion on the box and you know that that's at time of expiration, then what you're buying beforehand is going to be maybe 60 or 70. And
right.
then at the time of expiration, 2 years down the road, it's going to be at 50. That's the kind of product
right.
you want to find.
Absolutely. So those four things, culture count, number of strains, delivery system, and the potency at time of expiration, are the four things that you need to look for a high-quality probiotic.
Okay. And then the last part of the HOPE formula, the E, stands for enzymes.
And enzymes, of course, there's, you know, how many enzymes in the human body, but the enzymes that we're talking about today are more the digestive enzymes.
So those are ones you should take just before, during, with a meal, or just after, somewhere around the time of the meal, not on an empty stomach, because you
right.
want to digest, you want them to help digest your food.
Right. For people who have a lot of gas, bloating, indigestion, especially abdominal type bloating, you want to probably start with the easiest thing, and that's an enzyme, to see if that helps remedy that problem. And you want to look for an enzyme that has different types of enzymes, an enzyme formula that has different types of enzymes in there, like the protease that will help break down protein, your amylase that will help break down your starches, and your lipase that will help break down your fats, those components of food that we eat. So that's really important. You want to get a higher potency enzyme as well, which is also helpful. Now, if you have upper gastric problems, like a lot of indigestion, acid reflux, if you've been told you have acid reflux or GERD,
reflux or GERD,
did I say reflax? What did I say?
You keep changing it every time on me. Acid reflux.
If you have acid reflux and you've been told you have high acid, it may actually be low acid that you have.
Oh, because the food is not being broken down in a low acid environment. It's coming back up.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Even, well, either that or you have a weakening of the esophageal sphincter muscle there that actually is supposed to tighten when you eat. And when that loosens, and that can actually loosen because of low hydrochloric acid, that's one of the things that triggers its tightening. And if you have low stomach acid, hydrochloric acid, you actually could have GERD and reflux up into the esophagus because you actually have low stomach acid, not because you have too much. So it's a big misconception that when you get those symptoms that you automatically have too much acid. That's not true.
Now, there are some digestive enzyme formulas that do not have hydrochloric acid in them, and there are some
that
do. So for those people who are concerned, oh, I have a lot of stomach acid, you know, you can avoid taking one with a lot of HCl in it. And if you have, for example, peptic ulcers, you don't want to take an enzyme with hydrochloric acid, but you can take ones that are plant-based that do not have that.
Right, both. But if you think you have low stomach acid, it might be helpful to try one with HCl in it with your food and see if that solves your problem.
Absolutely. Well, folks, that is the HOPE formula we have discussed today, the fiber, the oils, the probiotics, and the enzymes. You can stop by Gulf Coast Nutrition at the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road, find out more about those products, and pick up a copy of Brenda Watson's book, The HOPE Formula.
And hopefully we had that lucky winner for the HOPE Formula Kit. 727-754-2900.
Yeah, we're here in the booth, so we don't know who's called in there. So, and you can also get on to gulfcoastnutrition.com and check us out that way and take the tour as well.
So everyone, we thank you for being with us today, and please come by the store. We'll be happy to help you with these supplements and the Hope Formula.
So until next time, I'm Dr. V.
And I'm Brenda B.
And you've been listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition.